Welcome, everybody, to episode number 55 of the Average Jake Firefighter Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Owens, from the Average Jake Firefighter Blog. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. That's a quote by John F. Kennedy, and it really is kind of poignant as today, as I'm recording this, is Thanksgiving Day. And I wanted to do just a quick episode. It's not going to be as long as some previous ones. It's going to be kind of more of a, as they say in the podcast world, a snackable episode. It's going to be a little bit shorter. But I wanted to really, as I do sometimes over Christmas and the holidays, really take a step back and talk about some of the things that I'm thankful for. And because especially these last 2 years, there's been a lot of negative to talk about. There's been a lot of division, not only in our country, but in the fire service as well, right? And it's not just the smoothbore versus fog nozzle debate, or red fire trucks versus other colored fire trucks, or anything like that, right? Or search versus not search, or laying supply lines. It's some philosophical things that like make people hate each other and like make people just truly not enjoy each other's company in the fire service, in which that was always something, you know, the sense of service that appealed to me in the fire service, but also the camaraderie, the brotherhood, the sisterhood, the familyhood, whatever you want to call it, whatever, you know, label you want to put on it, just the camaraderie of being in the fire service and nothing more that would slap you in the face than just yesterday when day before Thanksgiving, I'm working a shift and I transfer into another firehouse and it's guys I haven't seen very often because they're on another side of the county. And it's just like, you know, I'm talking to people that I hadn't seen in a couple months and it's like we picked up right where we left off. And that's, man, that's what I enjoy so much in the fire service, is just getting to work with great people and talk to great people and catch up with great people. And then this morning, of course, one of my best friends in the fire department is coming on shift as I'm going off. And just, you know, I was so worried that we were going to sit there and talk forever. And I was never going to leave, because I have obligations today, of course. It's Thanksgiving. You know, as I sit here right now and record this short little episode, my kids are doing a little bit of an extra wrestling practice. So it's really, you know, I was like, man, I got to get out of here, but I want to talk to this guy so much. I don't get to see him very often because we're on opposite shifts. And, you know, sometimes it's hard for schedules to get linked up. But, man, it really kind of slapped me in the face with, while there's some negative stuff, and there are negative things in my fire department, I'm sure there are negative things in your fire department, but there's so many great things just in the fire service, in our lives in general. And I think we fail to realize that. And even more so, back to that quote, we fail to speak it out. And then even more so, even if we do speak it out, we fail to live it out. And we fail to live by those words. And so I just wanted to take a few minutes and talk about some of the things that I'm thankful for. And I think that we should be thankful for. Number one on that list is my family. And I come from an extremely, I say extremely large family. Maybe it's small to some, but I mean, my family is, you know, my extended family. I mean, I have 11 cousins. Like my grandmother, my meemaw, has 11 grandchildren. I think she's up to like almost 17 or 18 great-grandchildren. My father comes from a family of five children. My mom comes from a family of four children. I only have one cousin on that side. You know, we have a big family and we have a big extended family. And to be quite honest, you know, we consider a lot of people that are our friends our family. You know, I mean, like there are people that, you know, I go watch baseball games and football games of kids that they're not my family members, but like they're close enough to where, you know, we're family for them and they're family to us. And I think we call it Framley because they're friends and family, so we call it Framly. You know, like, and we have some of those people coming over for Thanksgiving tonight. Like, it's like, no, we're having Thanksgiving at our house. Like, they're coming. They're part of our group. They're part of our tribe, our family, our Framly, whatever you want, whatever, again, whatever label you want to put on it. And we're extremely thankful for them. I'm extremely thankful for my family, my mom and my dad and my grandparents. I only have one living grandparent right now, but I can tell you that it's, I have definitely been supported throughout my life with just about anything I've wanted to do, you know, and starting with my mom and dad and my grandparents and all the way down to my kids. Like, they support everything that I do, and I couldn't do the things that I do. You couldn't do a podcast. You couldn't do the things that I've done in the fire service and go and teach and experience things and go to the National Fire Academy for 2 weeks straight without the support and love of your family. And even if you're not in that situation, I know that there's someone out there that loves you and cares about you. And not only should you be thankful for that, you should go tell them. Like, you should go tell them, you should speak on that to them. You should let them know that you care about them too, and that you love and you cherish their family or their friendship. Guarantee there's somebody out there that cares. And so and this can be a time where people feel disconnected from that if they feel that they don't have that. But I can tell you, guarantee there would be someone who's sad if you weren't here anymore. So make sure that you're voicing that to them. Maybe you're that person for someone. Maybe you're that person that can, you know, reach out to that person and tell them that, hey, man, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're around. I'm glad you, you know, all of those things. So I am extremely thankful to have such a massive support system in my life from my family. The second thing I'm thankful for is mentors. And I'm not just talking about fire service mentors. I'm talking about, like, mentors in life, but a lot of mentors in the fire service. But I've had such great examples. Again, starting with my family, my two grandfathers, my two grandmothers, my mother and my father, extremely hard workers, set great examples for me growing up on what it was to be a hard worker and what it was to be a father and a brother and a husband and all of those things, right? And a spouse. All of those things. I had an extremely great example, and I'm so thankful for that every day. And as you get older, you start to realize the example that was set for you. You don't realize it, I guess, when you're younger, but you start to appreciate it more, and you start to realize, like, maybe your parents weren't as dumb as you thought they were. So I had just such great and a great example just sitting at home every day. That it's extremely humbling to think about that in the grand scheme of things, and how I am able to be so successful because I had the guidance that was in front of me. And then, of course, you talked about, you know, coaches as you come up. I've talked before that I was a wrestler growing up, and while I did have some great coaching, you know, growing up, one of the guys who coached me from, gosh, probably I was 6 years old until I started playing high school sports, just recently passed away. And you don't realize the influence that person has on your life sometimes until they're gone. And now he's gone, and I can't really tell him. I mean, I think he knew because he volunteered with youth sports up until the day he died, literally up until the day he died. And I think he understood the impact that he had. And I hope and pray that his family understands the impact that he had. I did get a chance to tell his family the impact that he had on me. But you know, you don't really realize that, I guess, until you get older or until they're gone. And you know, my kids are in sports, and I realize, you know, that the influence that I have on kids through coaching and through mentoring. And so it's really, I'm very humbled to have people like Alvin Holland, who was in my life, the man who recently died, people like Coach Dean Hsu, who coached me in wrestling in middle school and high school. Even if we didn't agree with each other on me being in the fire service versus wrestling, you know, I got a great example from him on how to coach, right? And of course, my father coached me in every sport that I played, and I got an extreme example on how to coach. And then so many other people, coaches in middle school, like Scott Moore, who I don't talk about very often, but was my history teacher in middle school and football coach. And he always supported us, I mean, just extreme guys. Even coaches like Mac McConnell, who was a history teacher at school, was the football coach at the high school I went to, and now is a college football coach for a local college. He even, like, I stopped playing football in the 10th grade. He never forgot who I was, and he always had a nice thing to say, an encouraging word. You know, and I didn't even play for him anymore. And so that right there, too, set the example that, you know, once you make a relationship with somebody that you don't break that off, right? Like, you don't just throw that person away. And, you know, it just was great, right? Like, that was just an extreme example of coaching and mentoring. And then, of course, gotten into the fire service, and I have so many. Some aren't alive anymore, and thankfully I have had the opportunity to tell those guys, you know, what they mean to me. And guys like Sonny Early, who's passed away, he was the volunteer fire chief at the volunteer fire company that I volunteered at. Guys like Bobby Newell, Kendall Curry, Matt Rice, David Newell, Greg Parker, Bill Slack, all of these guys that taught me how to be a firefighter. When I was a volunteer, like all of these guys, Matt Newell, all these guys took me under their wing, and they were the reason that I fell in love with the fire service. Lee Edwards, like so many of these guys, and I could just go on, and I feel like I'm going to leave somebody out, and I don't want to, but anybody that was an older firefighter, or, you know, and I say older, like older than me, there were some guys that were in their early 20s that took me under their wing and taught me how to be a firefighter, taught me how to do this job, and made me fall in love with this job. And they're the reasons, you know, my dad's a firefighter as well, but those guys are the reason that I became a firefighter, that I chose to do this for a living. Chris Buren, Kevin Bartel, Scott LaFoon, so many of those guys. And some of them I ended up working with and for in the fire department that I work for now. And so when I, you know, you start talking about guys like Cricket Gerald, who's been with the fire department that I work for now for 45 years, and he was my first station captain. So, I mean, really, really, like, he set me off on the right track. Guys like Joe Green, affectionately known as Chop. Got Scott Southall, Jeff Farmer, Ben Martin. So many great people. Scott Redford, a.k.a. Mickle. Just so many great people that have helped me out. Chris Buren, again, Kevin Bartel. Those guys that have just continually mentored me and tried to push me in the right path. And currently, some great mentors. Like, I've got, you know, again, I've already mentioned Ben Martin and Scott Mickle Redford. But guys I talk to all the time, Taylor Goodman, who was my lieutenant and is also a great friend of mine. You know, all of these guys, and even our fire chief, Alec Auten, we may disagree from time to time, but he definitely was a huge mentor to me, and he set me on a great path to promotion, and he helped me a lot. Andrew Baxter, who was the first fire captain to ever give me homework, but it was good homework, and he was basically the first person to set me straight with my attitude. Was like, everybody thinks you're a good firefighter, but everybody also thinks you're an asshole. If you ever want to be a leader, you got to stop being an asshole. And man, he went on to do great things with the city of Charlottesville and now with Habitat for Humanity, and he, just again, a great example. Guys like Jim Courtney, who's our operations chief, and my current assistant chief, Jackson Baynard, who has, even in a short time, shown me some of the error in my ways. Vernon Crumpler, Chris Jones, just so many people. John Schaefer. I mean, I could go on and on and on, but like all these guys have had a tremendous influence on me. Mike Campbell, all these guys have had just a tremendous influence. So I have so many good people in my life, mentoring-wise, and that are trying to keep me on the right path. And I may stray from time to time, but each of them needs to know, and I feel like I tell them a lot how much I appreciate them and how much I appreciate everything that they do for me and keeping me on the right path. And the third thing, I am extremely thankful for the fire service. And I know that sounds crazy, and I get negative sometimes about it, right? But one of the things that I feel that people don't realize is that I get negative because I care. I get negative because I'm passionate. I get negative because I want things to be great all the time. And in reality, we can't be perfect. We're never going to be perfect, but I'm extremely thankful for the fire service. It gave me a purpose. It gave me direction. It's given me one of a great living. I couldn't ask for a better situation. You know, yeah, I have to work Christmas sometimes, and sometimes, you know, but I mean, for the most part, I really, really, really get to do a lot of things that I like to do because of the fire service. I get to be a firefighter, and I think we take that for granted sometimes, and especially I feel like I've taken it for granted a little bit over the past couple years, right? Like, I really do, like, but I get to be a firefighter. It's not something that everyone achieves. I mean, we fire people in my fire department. Like, they get out of recruit school and they get fired because they can't cut the mustard, right? And it's devastating. And I've been able to do this job for, you know, ever, you know, volunteering since I was 15 years old, career since I was 20, you know. So, I mean, almost 20 years as a career firefighter, 19 years as a career firefighter, actually, this month. So, I mean, in 17 years with my current fire department. So, I mean, like, that's pretty amazing that I've been able to do this job and get paid for it, right? Like, some people never get paid for this. They never, they do it volunteer and they want to, and they just can never get hired for whatever reason. And I get to get paid to be a firefighter. Like, that's pretty freaking amazing. You know, and I feel like I take it for granted sometimes, but I'm also thankful for the fire department that I work for. As I've said before in many podcasts, yes, we don't always get along. Yes, we don't always see eye to eye, and I don't think any job is perfect, right? But of the fire departments in this area, I personally don't think there's any better. Now, are we perfect? Heck no, man. But do you have to be perfect to be thankful for it? I work for a department that is building. So we're growing. In fact, we're growing so fast we have staffing problems. That's how fast we're growing, and that's how fast we're expanding, and we need to grow. That's how, that, you know, like, that could be looked at as a negative, but man, like, there are fire departments that are cutting people. There are fire departments that are laying people off. There are fire departments that are shrinking, and we're growing. We're building stations, right? So, like, the fact that we can't get people off, that stinks, right? We're having staffing problems. That stinks. But man, think of the opportunities we're creating, right? Like, we're still growing in an age where that's not happening everywhere. There's a lot of stagnant organizations out there that aren't moving forward in terms of personnel and growth and expanding their services. And that ain't us, man. That ain't us. We are growing. We're building two new firehouses. We're going to expand our leadership. I mean, like, that's an amazing thing to be a part of, even if you don't always agree with the decisions that are made, right? Like, if you break it down to the brass tacks, it's actually pretty exciting. And I get mad at sometimes when people make decisions, but I am extremely thankful to work where I work. I'm fortunate. There are people that never get to work here. You know, I mean, I was when I got hired, I was on a list of over 1,000 people. And out of those 1,000 people, they only hired 70. And I was one of those 70. I mean, like, the odds of that, I'm no mathematician, but the odds ain't great that you're going to be one of the 70 out of 1,000 that they hire. So, I mean, again, I'm extremely thankful. I make a good living. I make more money as a firefighter than I ever thought I would ever make in my life. I used to tell my dad if I could ever just make $50,000 a year, I'd be set. I'd be set. And now, like, I'm not telling you what I make, but trust me, it's way more than $50,000 a year. So I'm just extremely thankful for that. I'm extremely thankful for that. And I'm extremely thankful to work there. And I don't take it for granted. I get mad, but I get mad because I care. Right. And I think it's funny. The people that don't get mad are the ones that don't care. And they're the ones that usually don't cause any trouble, but like we talked about, when we were talking about face. You know, one of the rules of good management is, and this was, we talked about it in the last episode, talking about coaches losing the locker room. And we talked about, like, the Mavericks, like, you know, you should keep the Mavericks because the Mavericks are the ones that are going to really tell you how it is. That's like rule number one. Lee Iacocca said that, you know, Ford management, like, marketing guru. He said, like, man, no, keep the Mavericks. The Mavericks are going to keep you on your toes. The Mavericks are going to tell you how it is. The Mavericks are the guys that are going to be there. And so sometimes I consider myself a little bit of a Maverick, but it's only because I care. It's only because I want us to succeed. I want us to move forward. I want the fire department I work for to be at the same level when people talk about, you know, the big city fire departments, the Bostons, the FDNY, the LAs. Like, I feel like we have that caliber of people working for us, and I want people to think about us in that light. And so when we do something that I don't agree with, it hurts my heart. So with that being said, I'm still extremely thankful to work there. Fourth thing I'm thankful for is, and this is kind of, it's hard to put it into the right words, but I'm thankful for all of you. Thankful for anybody that plugs their earbuds in and listens to the ramblings. And I mean, 55 episodes in, I never thought it would get past 10 because I didn't think anybody would listen. And not only have you guys listened, you've supported the businesses out there. You've supported the people that support me. You listen to the podcast. You share it. I see people post on social media about it. I see people post on Facebook, like the Engine Company Resurrection. It's like, I see when people say, hey, what's a good podcast to listen to? Several people put this podcast out there. And I think that's extremely powerful. And I don't take it for granted. I mean, gosh, like it's humbling to say, and I don't even really like talking about it because it kind of, I feel like it makes me come off as conceited or whatever, but guys and gals, anybody who takes the time out of their day to listen to an hour, 20 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever, or share it, like, I always say I don't want to waste your time, but I want to say thank you. I'm thankful to every one of you that take any time to reach out, sends me messages on Instagram or Twitter or whatever. Man, it's awesome. I never thought this platform would get that far. And I like, it may shock you, but I'm a little bit of an introvert, right? Like, you know, I like being around people, but people also exhaust me. And so I get kind of shy around people I don't know. Also, I realize I kind of have a big personality and I can come off really strong. And so I get kind of nervous around people that I don't know. And so, you know, but people that can send me messages on social media, people that come up to meet me, I do appreciate that, even if I might seem a little awkward, at first. But truly, 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 thank you. Thank you for everybody for listening. Thank you for anybody that takes any time out of your day or your life to listen to the ramblings of just a guy who loves the fire service and is passionate about it and feels extremely lucky and thankful to get to do this for a living and have the great support of my family and friends doing it. And, you know, the last thing number five that I'm extremely thankful for, I am extremely, and this is going to sound weird, but I'm extremely thankful for the sport of amateur wrestling. I'm extremely thankful for that. And this kind of dovetails off the fire service. Wrestling set me on such a good path. It showed me about work ethic, showed me about toughness. It showed me, and it gave me a skill. And I still coach it. I still enjoy it. I watch it. My kids participate in it very heavily. It's a community that is kind of small, but you know, you start to know everybody. I mean, like there are people that I wrestled with 20 years ago that I still remember. I still speak to. There are kids that I've coached that are in college now that talk to me and tell me thank you. And there are kids in high school and all that stuff. And it's just, man, the sport of wrestling has done so much for me. I hope I've given a lot back to it. I'm coaching middle school wrestling this year, and I really, really, really enjoy just sharing even the little bit of that, because there's people that know more wrestling moves than I do, right? Like I never achieved anything great in wrestling. I just liked it, you know, and I was a decent wrestler, but I took a different path after in high school, right? I went to the fire service, and that was the best choice for me. A lot of reasons because I didn't have a lot of options, right? Like my kids, I'm so thankful that they can wrestle and pursue their other dreams at the same time because of the way the school system is now. I didn't have the opportunity to take Firefighter 1 and EMT at the same time as trying to compete as a high school wrestler. I had to choose, and I chose the fire service. And it's worked out great for me, I can tell you. Like, I wouldn't have what I have without the fire service. But I always pined a little bit for wrestling. And now the way that the school system is, my boys will have the opportunity to do all the things that they want to do that they've expressed interest in firefighting and EMS and in wrestling. And I think that's just such a great thing. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful for wrestling as a whole. I love this sport. It's a sport that just shows you so much about yourself. It's a team sport, but it's also an individual sport. You have to do things. If you're in a duel, you have to do things so the team can win. But you also have to be an individual and kick your own butt and face good competition so that you get better. You have to work hard. It's the absolute toughest sport that's out there. And I just have gotten so much from it, so much work ethic. It's given me the opportunity to reach other kids and coach kids and put them on the right path. Even if they never wrestle again after a season, they've been ingrained with that work ethic and what it means to be a wrestler. And Dan Gable said, once you wrestle, everything else is easy. And he's damn true, because I've had some hell of a wrestling practices, even as an adult. Like, I've gone and wrestled high school kids, and man, like, and they have kicked my butt, and I've been, you know, hurt and sore and tired afterward. Even wrestling middle school kids, I typically wrestle the heavyweight kids, and I was sore as all get out the other day. But man, that made the workout the next day at the firehouse even easier. I'm like, well, this is easier than wrestling the heavyweight kid in middle school. This is easier than wrestling my 15, almost 16-year-old son, because he's trying to put it on me. He don't want to lose to dad, you know. So, you know, he's always trying to put it on me. But I'm just so thankful for this sport. I'm so thankful for the opportunities it's given my children. I'm so thankful. And even for what it's done for my wife. Like, I can tell you that she would have never thought that she would be a wrestling mom, but she is, and she's daggone good at it. And she would tell you that she didn't have an appreciation for the sport before she met me. And now she's so thankful that we not only got the kids involved in wrestling, but that she herself got involved in wrestling. She has learned so much since the kids have been wrestling. She helps kids wrestle. Like, she has, you know, she understands moves. She never wrestled a day in her life, but she understands moves, and she understands positions now, and she knows the rules. I mean, she is a freaking expert at running flow, the track wrestling and flow wrestling programs to score wrestling matches. I mean, she's a freaking expert at it. She understands all the rules. And I mean, just the other day, she was getting some of the kids straight that have long hair, because the rules are you have to have a head covering, and she was researching the approved head coverings. And man, just so thankful for this sport and everything it's done for the family and everything it's done for us. With that being said, I want to challenge you this Thanksgiving Day. Whenever you're listening to this, I'm recording it on Thanksgiving Day, but whenever you're listening, whatever you're doing out there, whenever you hear this, stop for a second and think about what you're thankful for. I just listed off 5 things that I'm thankful for, and I could go forever, but again, I don't want to talk your ear off for an hour on a holiday. Think about the things you could be thankful for. Think about the things that you are thankful for. Think about the things that how can you not just speak those things, but live those things. Quick story before we end it. You know, I talk about legacy versus impact, and I talk about how much I'm thankful for my family. I say that stuff all the time, but here's how I'm living it. And I don't mean to say this to brag, or I don't mean to say this to make me feel like I'm better or anything like that, but we have a promotional process for battalion chief going on in my department, and I applied. And the assessment center for battalion chief is in the middle of the birthday trip that I promised my wife we would take. Because last year she turned 40, we didn't get to take a birthday trip. And so I told her that, nope, we're going to take a birthday trip for you to make up for not having one. And so she loves Disney. She loves Christmas. We're going to Disney during some of the Christmas activities. And Universal. I get a call the other day to schedule the assessment center, and it's on a day that I'm still on vacation. I asked them if they can move it. They said no. Either come back or, you know, you can't continue in the process. And my response was, well, my wife's more important than this promotion. So I dropped out of the process. And I don't say that to brag or to make me seem like I'm better than anyone or to be angry at the fire department. None of those things. But my family is more important than that promotion. My family is more important. That's why I started them off with number one in my things that I'm thankful for. So that's how you speak those things, but also live them. And that's what I want to do. I want to live those words that I'm speaking, not just let them be lip service. So that's what I want you to do. Not only speak the things that you're thankful for, not only highlight them or list them or whatever, but I want you to live them. I want you to do, you know, show that stuff, not just through words, but through action. And that's the biggest thing that I could do for my wife right now in our relationship is go on this vacation and not worry about the fire department. Also, I took off extra days because I'm coaching wrestling. I want to be there for these first wrestling matches for these other kids. That's important to me. I'm thankful for this sport. I want to be there for them. So I took off for the first couple matches, right? I'm going to be off for like the next 20 days so that I can go on this trip and coach these wrestling matches and go to these practices and see my sons wrestle. I want to be there for these kids. That's not just saying words. That's doing it through action. So that's what I want you to do out there. I want you guys to not just speak it, but do it. Put the actions to it. If you're thankful for somebody in your fire service or your firehouse or your fire department, tell them. If you're thankful for your family, tell them. If you're thankful for anything else, tell them. Show, but then show it. Do the action. Live those words that you're speaking. And that's pretty much all I've got for this week and for this month and this episode. I'm hitting an extremely busy time because of wrestling season and everything like that. Definitely going to try to put out an episode or two in December, so just stay tuned for that. But even if not, let these words ring true for you until the new year. Let these words ring true for you. That we have a ton of stuff to be thankful for. We focus on a lot of the negatives, but man, we freaking have so much to be thankful for. Even if you're just thankful to be alive, I'm pretty sure it's better than the alternative. Just be thankful to be alive. Be thankful to be part of the American Fire Service. Be thankful to have a family and friends and mentors and things that you enjoy, because there are people that don't. And there are people that don't get to do this. There are people that just, you know, that are so miserable they want to make everybody else miserable. Don't be like that. So, with that being said, we do have some Black Friday stuff coming up. Make sure you support all the companies that support me. Again, I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful for this podcast. I'm thankful for everything that I get to do as part of the fire service. Make sure you go out there and support Taylor's Tins, Vanguard Safety Wear, Dingus Fire Company. Get you a metal helmet front. Get you some MK1s. Support IDLH Technology, tacticalworksheet.com. They make the best command boards out there. I love the thing. Support all those companies. Make sure if you're looking for a gift for the firefighter in your life, those companies are great. You're looking for a gift for your shift, for your crew. Man, those things are all great. Get them a letter. Get them a metal helmet front. Get them the MK1 fire gloves, or get them, you know, get them the Rescue 1 gloves. Get someone the mini command board. Also, if you're looking for the gift of knowledge and brotherhood and something to be thankful for, you're looking to give a gift, Fireground Commander Conference. Coming back in May of 2022, we're going to have some awesome speakers. We're going to have Bill Gustin, Dina Ali, Jason Patton. I mean, so many great people are going to be there. And Jonah Smith, Jonathan Brumley, like all these great speakers. And so you can log on. You can go to embracetheresistance.com and click the little drop-down menu and click on the conference tab, and you can sign up. Give those things away to your crew, even if it's just for the day. Give them a one-day pass to come see someone they really want. Right now, all the early bird registrations are sold out. It's $175. $175 for 3 days, 8 speakers, lunch provided every day. Snacks and drinks provided all 3 days, and a Monday fundraising social after the first day of the conference concludes. So, man, it's going to be a great time. I'm looking forward to hitting it again with the Fireground Commander Conference. But all those companies, Taylor's Tins, Vanguard Safety Wear, Dingus Fire Company, IDLH Technology, TacticalWorksheet.com, Fireground Commander Conference, all of those things. Support those companies. Black Friday's coming up. You know, give the gift of knowledge, give the gift of firefighting, give some great products to the people that you care about. That's another one of those ways that you can not just speak that you're thankful, but show that you're thankful and talk about it. But that being said, that's all I got. You know what we do. Spend 1 hour every day in the gym working on your physical fitness, being physically prepared for the job that we chose to do. Spend 1 hour a day in the library, reading something, learning something about our profession, watch a YouTube video, listen to a podcast, read a book, read an article, you know, all that stuff. And then spend 1 hour a day doing some sort of hands-on training, putting your hands on the tools that we need to do our job effectively. You do that, you'd be a pretty phenomenal firefighter. I guarantee it. So thanks for listening. I'm extremely thankful for everyone in the American Fire Service that listens to me. Extremely thankful for my family, my mentors, my friends. Be aggressive, but also be safe. Out.